The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Interesting. We've got two stories that I want to share with you today. One is dealing with a controversial statement or prediction that Pat Robertson made yesterday on CBN or the 700 Club. And then I also want to talk about an announcement that was made today from the Pope as well. So again, if you're just joining us for the broadcast, this is going to be a ETH prophetic viewpoint. This is going to be our prophetic viewpoint segment for today on this Wednesday afternoon. And as always, guys, before we get started on this, I want to encourage you, first of all, if this is your first time joining us via by Facebook Live, or if you're a regular viewer, and if you've not yet subscribed, please do that under the Facebook Live under the description. There's going to be a little place right there that says subscribe to ETH. I would love for you to go on there and subscribe to us. All you got to do is click on that link. I think it's going to take you to a page where you can subscribe to our daily digest and you can get our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. So let's get a start on this thing, guys. The first story we've got here is televangelist Pat Robertson said on Tuesday that God spoke to him that President Trump will win, and more than 5 years later, an asteroid will strike the Earth and maybe even bring an end. Now, I want to, I've got a clip here that I want to show you.
Well, here goes. I want to share with you. I was praying on Sunday saying, God, please tell me how it's going to happen. And I hope I've got the word. But first of all, I want to say without question, Trump is going to win the election. And that doesn't mean you sit home and don't vote. That means you get out and do everything you can to work. But he's going to win. That's, I think, a given. But after he is sworn in and his vice president is Mike Pence, then trouble is going to happen. He's going to be challenged by the Chinese, as you couldn't believe. He'll be faced probably with some kind of a war. The North Koreans are going to have nuclear weapons. They're going to threaten us. The Russians are going to do everything they can. The Turks have got their things going. And after Trump is sworn in, we're going to see civic disobedience in our America that will just be mind-boggling. The country will be torn apart. But you talk about Trump derangement syndrome, it's going to be horrible. Because already, without anything happening, we've got trouble in the streets. But there will be at least two attempts on the president's life. And it's going to be very difficult. So I would just urge you, you should pray for him. Mm-hmm. But now, in the process that this confusion is happening in America, and it looks like our country is being torn apart, the fulfillment will take place of Ezekiel 38's prophecy. And here's what it says. It says, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, this is what the sovereign Lord says, in that day when my people Israel are living in safety, will you not take notice of it? And you will come from your place to the far north, and many nations with you, all of them riding on horses, a great horde, a mighty army. You'll advance against my people Israel like a cloud that covers the land. In days to come, Gog, I will bring you against my land that the nations may know me when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. Now, that's going to be next. You're going to have Trump win. You're going to have civic discourse. You're going to have at least two attempts on the life of the president. And, you know, you can just pray as to what's going to happen in relation to that. But this country is going to be torn apart. And it will be the opportunity for Erdogan and Iran to come together against Israel. And that's what Ezekiel says is going to happen, that there's going to be this tremendous horde. Now, who's going to be involved in coming against it? It's going to be the Muslim communities on the border of Russia. And Azerbaijan is just one of them. They're already trying to kill the Christians in Armenia. And so you're looking at the possibility, and there they are. But in addition, you've got Iran that hates Israel and they want to destroy Israel. You have some of the other countries. I mean, you know, North Yemen and there are a few nations in North Sudan that are Muslim and they hate Israel. And that whole coalition is going to come together and they're going to say, because America is so occupied, we are therefore going to invade Israel. It's going to be our opportunity to crush and destroy Israel. And so there's going to be a tremendous war against Israel. But the Bible says God himself is going to defend Israel and he's going to wipe out that horde. It's not going to be a nuclear war, but God himself is going to wipe out that horde of people that are coming against Israel. Now, what's going to happen next? I mean, you say, all right, you got that's the next thing that's going to happen is that God is going to bring a period of great peace. And here's what Isaiah has to say, is the second chapter. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established, and the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, of the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his way so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between nations and will settle disputes for many people. And they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. And what are we going to have after this invasion of Israel and is put down by God? There's going to be a remarkable time of peace. We'll have at least 5 years or more of extraordinary peace, where the dictators of the earth are restrained, where those who want to fight war are not going to be allowed to do it. And we say the word will go forth from Jerusalem, but I think it'll also be the Christians who are the defenders of Zion, and they will be teaching the word all over the world. There'll be a great revival, one of the greatest spiritual revivals that the world has ever known. And that's a time of peace and love. But during that time, or right after that time, the dictators of the earth are going to be restrained by God. And so they'll be held in check. This isn't the second coming. It's the way it's going to work. There's going to be a great move of God. And you read, the apostles came after the day of Pentecost, and they said, this is prophesied by the prophet Joel. In the latter days, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Well, that's going to happen in our day. We're going to see a great turning to God of the nations of the earth after this battle, where God himself is going to defend Israel. Okay, now what comes next? Because it's going to be nice, and we're all going to be living at peace. But Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he said, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So when that time of peace comes on, when it's all coming to an end, it's a few years, then there's going to be a great tribulation. And people have just misunderstood all this stuff about the tribulation. But Paul said that they're going to say peace and safety, and sudden destruction will come upon them like travail on a woman with child. That you can see the sequence going down. Now, Jesus, what did he have to say? It's found in Matthew 24, 21, 22. For he said, then there will be great distress unequaled from the beginning of the world until now and never to be equal today. And in those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Now, what is he saying? I want to emphasize that. He says, if those days wouldn't be shortened, there wouldn't be one human being alive on the face of the earth. I mean, that's what he says. I mean, there'll be no flesh will remain. So this is the tribulation that people are talking about. And it's going to be terrible. And Paul said, sudden destruction is going to come upon you. And what I think, very frankly, is that the only thing that will fulfill what the word of Jesus, that I'm going to give you in a minute, is some kind of an asteroid strike on the globe. It's, you know, sudden destruction. There's not going to be some nuclear war. We're not going to be allowed to blow this earth up. But an asteroid coming down, you know, I wrote one called The End of the Age, and it was an asteroid that was about 1 kilometer, about 0.6 of a mile, weighed about 3 billion pounds, came hurtling down. And that would pretty much fulfill what Jesus, of course, he said. And let's look again at 24 of Matthew. He said, immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And all of the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds from one end of the heaven to the other. Now, that tribulation is going to be so bad that unless it was shortened, no body would be alive, and the sun will be darkened. Well, what will darken the sun? Well, if an asteroid hits the earth, there will be a cloud of dust thrown into the atmosphere, and you won't be able to see the sun or the moon. It'll be hard to move on that. And there'll be times, if there's some antichrist or something like that, there'll be a time from that if that's what's going to happen. But the man of sin to be revealed. But that's what, and it doesn't say, you're going to get raptured ahead of it. It doesn't say that at all. It said immediately after the tribulation, then the Lord's going to send his angels to gather his elect from the four corners of the earth. And it will happen after. So you read the Bible, it's very clear. It's not mystery. It's clear.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if we knew this before,
yeah,
giving this word, but also what a time to pray. We live in a day that we've never seen before.
But again, I want to relate to you again. There's going to be a war. Ezekiel 38 is going to be the next thing down the line. Then a time of peace. Then maybe the end. But nobody knows the day or the hour when the Lord's going to come back. He said the angels don't know it. And only the Father knows it. So I'm not saying this is the second coming, but I am saying there are things that people have thought would be during a millennial time with the coming of Jesus that are going to happen in our lifetime. And the next thing is the election that's coming up in just a few weeks, at which time, according to what I believe the Lord told me, the president is going to be reelected. I'm saying by all means, get out and vote for whoever you want to vote for, but by all means, let your voice be heard. But it's going to lead to civil unrest of great proportion, then a war against Israel and so forth and so on. So as Terry said, I think it's time to pray. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the word. You ask what's going to happen next. That's what's going to happen next.
Guys, I want to stop here. This is the part that I really wanted to emphasize, because I didn't really want to focus so much on his eschatology and his tribulation timeline and all this. But there was a few key points in this. And the only way we was going to, unless we went through and edited the whole entire clip, I went ahead and played it through so you could see where he was going with this. But he talked about in the beginning of this broadcast, he talked about, I want to highlight this point. This is what Pat Robertson is saying here. He is saying that the Lord had shown him that Trump, excuse me, will win this next election. He will win a second term. So I want to recap this, and then we're going to get to this last part. Again, Robertson said that the Lord showed him that Trump will win the re-election. And then he says, basically says, all hell will break loose, civil unrest like we've never seen before. And then he gives you a span of 5 years. And within that 5-year time span, he talks about there will be an increased war with Israel and tension with Israel. There will be a false peace that would come. So I want to interject this here. Obviously, for you guys who don't know this, Pat Robertson is a believer in, he believes in a rapture, but he believes in a post-tribulation rapture. whereas the predominant, a lot of people believe in either pre or mid. There is a few that believe in post that I've met personally, but Robertson is one of those. He believes that the church will go through the entire tribulation. They will see those things mentioned in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and then he puts the rapture at the end of the tribulation. Thus, this is what he's talking about here. So just wanted to interject that with this real quick. Anyway, that's what we're dealing with here as far as this clip from Pat Robertson. Again, this has been a very controversial segment that he did, wherein which he has now predicted that the president of the United States will win a second term. He then says he believes Robertson's own opinion, which you heard there from him himself. He believes that we will enter into what the Bible calls the tribulation period. We'll enter into a time of peace and safety. He talks about Ezekiel 38, 39, the war of Gog and Magog. We will enter into that. He talks about there will be civil unrest like never before. And then he talks about an asteroid coming to strike the earth. So whether you believe with Pat Robertson, whether you agree with what he said, the timeline, the eschatology of what he believes, again, that's your opinion. That's up to you. Again, we're just reporting this. This has made headlines all over our Christian outlets, Christian news agencies and whatnot that have been reporting on this since yesterday. Last night, we ourselves shared this on End Time Headlines as well. So we got another story that we want to share with you as well today, guys. And this one is dealing, this story is going to deal with, as soon as we can get this set up here, this one is going to be dealing with the Pope, which this story may not be a big deal so much to us as to the predominant ones that are watching this that are Protestant or Christian or of a Baptist background or whatever. If you're not of a Catholic background, it may not be a big of a deal to you, but nevertheless, the Pope today has called, there was a report saying that the Pope has called for civil union law or rights for same-sex couples. They reports are indicating this is a huge shift from the Vatican stance. Again, the Pope that you're seeing right there on your right there on your screen is calling now for civil union laws for same-sex couples, which many are saying is a major shift from Vatican stance. In a documentary that premiered Wednesday in Rome, Pope Francis called for the passage of civil union laws for same-sex couples, departing from the position of the Vatican's doctrinal office and Pope's predecessors on the issue. Wow. The remarks came amid a portion of the documentary that reflected on pastoral care for those who identify as LGBT. Quote, homosexuals have a right to be a part of the family. They're children of God, said the Pope. Have a right to a family, and nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable because of it. This was a quote from the Pope Francis in the film of his approach to pastoral care. After those remarks and in comments likely to spark controversy among Catholics, Pope Francis weighed in directly on the issue of civil unions for same-sex couples. He went on to say that, quote, what we have to create is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered. Quote, I stood up for that, said the Pope. The remarks come in Francesco, a documentary on the life and ministry of Pope Francis, which premiered on October 21st as part of the Rome Film Festival and is set to make its North American premiere this Sunday. The film chronicles the approach of Pope Francis to pressuring social issues and to pastoral ministry among those who live, in the words of the pontiff, on the existential peripheries. So again, this is a huge deal, guys. And this, again, is more indication of the falling away or the defection of truth. This is really shouldn't be a surprise to you. But again, this the Pope represents the Catholic Church. He is the highest man in position or office of voice in the Catholic Church. And this man is now, so I want to read this again, and we're getting ready to close this segment today. Quote, this is from the Pope himself. Quote, homosexuals have a right to be a part of the family. He's obviously talking about the family of God. Quote, their children, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Quote, nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable because of it. That is a direct quote, again, from Pope Francis on, again, that was revealed through a documentary that is about to make premiere in North America this Sunday. And again, proponents of this are saying that this is a, a major shift from the Vatican stance that's been upheld through through previous popes and through predecessors of Pope Francis. So this is a huge issue today that was revealed that we shared on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. So guys, we thank you again for coming on here today, taking the time out today to join us for these updates. Again, you can follow us right there on your screen. If you look below, if you're listening by podcast, we want to give you this information real quick. You can follow End Time Headlines, of course, or our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, USA.life, and MeWe. We are on all of those platforms. Again, if you've not downloaded our official ETH app, we want to encourage you to go to the App Store today, whether you be following us by an Android or by an Apple device. We are on both platforms. You can get that app absolutely free. You can subscribe to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can subscribe to us by going to our main website. If you're listening by podcast or listening by YouTube, go to our main website. You're going to see a place where you can you click on subscribe at the top of the menu, or look for this very icon that you're seeing here, this this little banner that says catch all the headlines. Click on that. Fill out the information. You'll get an inbox into your you'll get one digest into your inbox every single day, so you can keep up with all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Also, guys, want to give you let you know that we are found on YouTube. End Time Headlines is on YouTube. Just click it. Just type in End Time Headlines. You're going to find us there. And all of these updates are archived there as well. We are on podcast, and we're available on Spotify and Apple. Again, you can look for End Time Headlines on Apple and Spotify. We also want to let you know that we have a equipping arm of our ministry, and we call it Remnant Revival Ministries. Again, Remnant Revival Ministries. You can find that on podcast. Just type in Remnant Revival. You're going to find it. Look for the emblem, the trademark logo there, Remnant Revival Ministries. Again, we are also available on Apple and Spotify. You can find our main website at remnantrevivalministries.org. Again, this is our equipping arm. You're not going to find these viewpoint segments or prophecy updates there. You're going to find messages that equip, encourage, and edify the body of Christ. And that's going to be our equipping arm, remnantrevival.org. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, as this ministry has been a continual source of information, revelation, transformation to you, and you would like to give back to this ministry, you would like to sow into this ministry, you would like to partner with this ministry, help us to remain strong throughout the year, and continually to do that, we want to give you the opportunity to do that. Whether you be listening by podcast, watching by YouTube, or watching by Facebook Live, or however you may be watching or listening to this broadcast today, you can do that by going to our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Click on the links to say give, donate, support. They're all over the website. You can do that. Or if you'd like to give by check or money order, you can do that at the address that you see on your screen here. And it is End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Again, that's for those who wish to give by check or by money order. That is going to be our main, our physical mailing address for those who wish to give. Again, I call it old school way of giving. You can do that. And we wanted to give you that information. As always, guys, thank you for taking the time out today to hear this special prophetic viewpoint. Share this if you would. Link this. Share somebody with the link. And again, I apologize for everyone listening by Facebook. You were not able to hear the clear audio. Some people said they did. Some people they didn't. But again, if you're watching this by YouTube, there was no issues with that. By podcast, you didn't miss anything. So again, there's goods and bads with watching live some of this stuff. It's all about getting used to the technology. And once we get that, we'll get all that resolved. So we ask that we just apologize for the inconvenience of that. So we're going to sign off for today, guys. We will probably be back on here on either tomorrow or Friday. I've got to preach a youth service on Friday night at my local church here in Monroe, Georgia. It's a youth night, and I have the honor to speak on Friday night. So I may try to squeeze this in on tomorrow so that way I'm not preaching twice on Friday. So be looking for that either tomorrow, or if it doesn't work out tomorrow, we'll do it on Friday before we get to the weekend's end. Cause we want to get, I've got a message that I want to give you that's an equipping message, and not so much a prophetic update, but these two things came out. We thought that they were of importance, and we put them on the front burner, and we put the message on the back burner, but we're going to get that out there, guys. So stay tuned. So we love you guys. God bless you again. Thank you for your prayers and your support of End Time Headlines. God bless you. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.